actually people that without Krishna consciousness you are trying to become happy by material adjustment. This will never be successful. So, what is the answer?
They might point out how successful they've been in the past. Hmm? They might point out how successful they've been in the past.
What successful?
Now we have these big, beautiful houses. It's too hot.
The kids out of the house. They will not be allowed to stay here. What is this happening? In the kids out. What is this happening? You have constructed a very nice house, very good. All credit to you. But I shall kick it out. What do you do? Where is your success? It is a waste of time. That is ten men's interest. I am going to be kicked out. Where shall I spoil my energy in this? This is intelligence. But there is no intelligence in it.
But that's just a fatalistic attitude.
Why fatalistic? It is practical. You want to leave, you want to enjoy this nice house, but you are not allowed. Why don't you talk practically? That is your foolishness. You will not be allowed, that's a fact. But still you are spoiling an energy. That is foolishness.
Well, it's not exactly spoiling, we're really enjoying.
What enjoying?
When it's too hot, we can make it cooler. When it's too cool, we can make it hotter.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you want to leave and enjoy. That is not allowed. Everyone wants to leave and enjoy. Hmm? Otherwise, why? When there is attack outside, why do you fight? The tendency that I shall leave comfortably. Why this white European mess of Alexander? And they may not be kicked out by the Africans. That is the tendency. Therefore, they are making secure Africans far away so that they may not come. You want to leave securely, but that is not there. You may make political arrangement very secure, but what is the nature of arrangement? It'll be kicked out at any moment. There is no certainty. There is no guarantee that you will be allowed to leave on so many at any moment.
But if we're always thinking of death, how can we enjoy life now?
But death is sure. If you are not thinking, then you are a rascal. That is the point. Death is sure. And if you are not thinking, then you are a rascal. That is the proof. Suppose I am sitting here, we are walking here, and some danger is coming. It will immediately kill. So, shall I remain here very peacefully? First of all, make insurance. Just like they make insurance. No death will come. Your scientific advancement, your so many advancements, make it sure that you will not die. You will leave here comfortably, forever. Then you make your house nice, decorated. Where is that end?
But if death is sure in any case, if death is sure in any case for the thinking man or for the non-thinking man, then why think about it?
The thinking man, but then there is no death. There is Krishna. That is the difference between thinking man and non. We are at the present where there is Jagdastana Nivartanta, the Dhamma Parama. That is intelligence. Now, suppose here is open field. We are walking very nicely. Okay, downtown, congested city. That is not very nice. But at least, if I don't spoil my energy to make the place uncomfortable, if I save my energy and chant Hare Krishna in this open field, that is intelligence, or that is intelligence. Which is intelligence? We are also going to die, that's all right. But we are going to die like intelligent person, not like cats and dogs. That is the difference.
The argument is, though, that everyone has to work because they have to feed themselves. And
yes, we are working. We are not sitting idle. Now, for our food, if we just get some food by plowing some land for the animal, cows, and for me, and the cow is giving me milk, the trees are giving me food, why shall I work for us? The business of dogs and house, and whole day and night simply working or getting food and sense gratification. That is not civilization. Live peacefully, get your nice food, and save time to advance in spiritual life. This is civilization. And simply for a little comfort for a few years, I have wasted my time. So many humbug comforts. Actually, there is a, what is this comfort described about? I say it is a mechanical prison.
Matchbox. You said last night that without electricity it would be hell.
It is hell. And we are creating this hell.
I don't know, I'm enjoying.
You are a rascal. That is the proof, you are a rascal.
We need defense, so we have to work hard to keep defense, economy. Huh? The economic man has to contribute to the state to keep its defense.
Unless there's a very complex society.
Otherwise it would be exploited. Unless there's a very complex society. Change the society. Society means you and me. If we agree that this kind of civilization is wrong, then society, what does it mean? They are made the United Nations. What is that? For this purpose. That why we are fighting unnecessarily. So make their settlement. How to live? What is the standard of civilization? What is the aim of life? What does that mean in the United Nations? For the last 30 years? What they have done? They simply fighting, the same, cats and dogs. What is value?
Whenever there's some war, they send some observers.
That is cats and watchdogs. That's all. Watchdog.
Thank you.
Srila Prabhupada, the 1975 Peace and Nobel Peace Award was awarded to a leading scientist who helped the nuclear weapon who created the H bomb. This recently was awarded to him.
Peace Prize?
Yes. The Nobel Peace Prize in Russia. Oslo. Hopefully.
Prabhupada, you're getting the real peace formula.
Yeah.
Unless they stop their sinful life, they have to stop.
I'm not giving, Krishna's giving. Oh, Karan, the Guru Dham, Sadhguru, my son, Sri Ram, Sadhguru. Yes. Formula, if you want to make peace for the dog society, is it possible?
No.
Similarly, they are keeping men as dogs and they want peace. How it is possible? They are educating general mass of people like cats and dogs and they want peace. How is this person? Make them, first of all, sober men. Then there is question of peace. God consciousness. There is no question of peace. You know that the Supreme Lord, God, is our Father, and everything belongs to Him, His property. Therefore, instead of fighting, let us enjoy Father's property peacefully. Then there will be peace. We are peacefully walking in this park because we know that is the commonwealth. It is government's property. I can walk and the dog can also walk. Then there will be peace. And if I think, no, it is my property, and you think your property, then they will fight between you and me. So, where is peace? Why you claim as in South Africa and your property, you're a foreigner. You want peace? You are expert in keeping them subdued, the Africans. Otherwise, lawfully it is African property. Why you are careful? Either you make it God's property, otherwise make it African property. You have no right to come here. If you say God's property, then everyone has got equal right. So they do not know what is the meaning of peace.
if nothing is our property, in fact everything is Krishna's property, why is there this desire to possess so many things?
Possess, you can possess. Tena taktena bandhika. The real proposal is that everything belongs to God. Then God's representative, king, he gives you land. That you require for 10 men's food stock to calculate the 10 men's food stock for producing, you require so much land. So the king gives you land. You work and grow your food. And because it is God's property, you give some tax. Whatever you produce, 25% give to God, a king, and balance in India. If there is no production, no tax, this is peaceful. You work, you take land, God's land. You cannot. Why you have occupied so much land? While others, they are not allowed to enter. Where there is overpopulation, how you can expect peace? Just like in China and India and other places, they're overpopulation. Why don't you allow that? In Africa, there is no sufficient population. Please come and toil and grow your food and live peacefully. Where is that formula? Rascals, they are wanting peace. All rascal rogues. And why they have become rascal rogues? For want of God consciousness. They do not know. There is God's property. Falsely thinking my property. And today I am thinking I am my property and next day I become a dog in the same property. This dog is loitering.
Yes.
Who can say he was not formerly Mr. Smart? Who can say? Maybe he was smart, now he is dog. How can you take him? It's nature's process. Tata dehantara prati, after that he will have another body. Now, who can guarantee that General Smart did not accept the dog's body? Who can guarantee? Where is his hand? You think that he is dead and gone. But Krishna does not say like that. Tata dehantara prati. Now, what kind of body he has got? What is the scientist, the scientist? Then Mr. General Smart has got now this body, he is living here. What is the science? You simply see like a fool and rascal, my father is gone. Yeah, where is your father gone? Why did he live so long? Why did you not see him? Where is the science? He simply cried like his child. My father is gone. Where he is gone? Find him out. And what he was? Why did you not see so long? This is their knowledge.
It seems unless there's some monarch who's ruling over the whole world, one personality.
No, not yes, whole world. But he must be Rajasi, just like Maharaj Yudhishthira, representative of Krishna. He can divide to small kings. You look after such tract of land, and he divides in this way. There will be peace. No tax. If you are unable to produce anything, then no tax. Why should you levy tax from the poor man?
What about those people who don't want to work? They're lazy.
Hmm?
What about lazy people?
Let them become Shudra. Let them become servant. But after all, unless he works, he cannot get his food. So let him become servant. He has to work to get food. No property. He should not be given any property. If you work, you can get food. It's like animals.
How in the beginning is it decided if somebody is working and he should be given or not given?
Hmm?
How in the beginning? Let's say you have a king.
No.
Let's say you have a king and he's deciding this person is worthy of
beginning. Beginning, Krishna. Why don't you read Bhagavad Gita? Did you not know?
No.
What is social element? What is that?
That Krishna created the four orders.
Yes. You make the four orders. And then society will be in order. But you are not taking Krishna's advice. You are manufacturing your daily's ideas.
Well, I was just wondering how one would be able to see who was acting in a certain way unless they were first engaged in something. They have to be doing some activity
to
see what kind of quality they have.
Like every day, everyone is rascal. Then train them. That is all. Take everyone as rascal. There is no question that here is intelligent man, here is rascal, here is it. No. First of all, take them all rascals. And then train them. That is all. That is wanted now. At the present moment, the whole world is full of rascals. Now, if they take to Krishna consciousness, they select among them. Just like we, I am training, you are Brahmin. That's right. So, one has to is prepared to be trained as Brahmin, classify him in the Brahmin. One is trained as Kshatriya, classify him in this year, Chakra Bandha Maya.
And that Kshatriya would engage everyone, basically a Sudra, and then pick from them.
Huh?
He would initially
pick. No. You pick up, you take the whole mass of people as Shudra.
Yes.
Then
pick out.
And rest with neither Brahman nor Kshatriya nor Vaishya, then he is Shudra.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Very easy. If he cannot be trained as an engineer, then he remains as a common man. There is no force. This is the way. Of organizing this life. There's no pause. Shudra is also required.
Now the incentive in modern society to become educated or to become engineer is money. What is the incentive in a Vedic culture?
There's no need of money. The Brahmana teaches everything free of charge. There's no question of money. Anyone can take education as a Brahmin, as a Kshatriya, as a Vaishya. Very much. Vaishya doesn't require an education. Kshatriya requires little. Brahman requires. That is free. Just find out a Brahman guru and he will give you free education. That's all. This is society.
As soon as one wants
to be educated, he requires money. But in Vedic society, there is no question of money. Education free.
So the incentive is the happiness in society?
Yes. That is, everyone is hankering after. Where is the happiness? This will be the happiness. And people will be peaceful, happy in their living condition, that will bring happiness. Not by imagining that if I have got a skyscraper building, I will be happy and then jump over and come suicide. That is good. He is thinking that if I have a skyscraper building, I will be happy. And when he's frustrated, he jumps. What is going on? This is happening. That means all efforts to do not know what is happening. Therefore, everyone requires guidance from Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Now, you are saying that there is high rate of suicide here.
Yes.
Why? This is a country possessing gold mine, and why there? And you said that it is difficult to become poor here.
Yes. You have to try hard to become poor man here.
Yes. And still there is suicide. Why? Every man is rich man, and why he is committing suicide? Can you reply?
Is there central happiness?
Yes, there is no happiness. Nobody can remain lazy. Because he will be hungry. So how will he remain lazy?
Yeah.
He'll have to go somewhere begging food. And he'll say, first of all, work, then get your food. He'll work. But there is no question of remaining lazy. That's why the hippies, they do not work. But when they do not get food from anywhere, they go and work. Is it not?
Mm-hmm.
So, really obliged to work.
That is the incentive then.
Yeah.
Some of them steal.
Hmm?
Instead of working, they steal their food.
Yes, steal when he's arrested, then he has to work in the prison.
Shopping rack.
Yes. Other whooping. Bhagavad Gita, it is a commandment that instead of keeping yourself lazy without working, better to steal.
Mm.
Better to steal.
How is that?
Huh? That is there. Huh? Yeah. Stealing is bad work. Bad work. It is also working, but bad work.
Mm.
So Krishna recommends that instead of keeping yourself lazy, better do bad work.
Action is better than inaction.
Yes.
Keep your own body in shape.
The stealing is still better than keeping oneself lazy.
It's better to perform one's duty, even though it may be imperfect, than to perform another duty?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wondered that the food will be taken care of. The food will be taken care of, and the government, in a perfect Von Ashram society, government is taken care of.
Government means you, like rascal fools like you.
No,
so how is that care?
When it's properly set up.
See the government, what is government? Government means a pack of rascals and fools. That's all. This is modern government. All these thieves and rogues are voted to be government. So how do you expect good government? It's not possible. People's government. All people's arrested. That means government as well. People's government.
How would the other necessities of life be taken care of, like medical things? Actually, they have no knowledge, and they have to require to build these gigantic...
The Brahmins will give you medical help. I beg. They will live. I beg. They will give help.
So the Ayurveda possibly can work nowadays?
Why not?
Some people were telling me that the herbs had lost all their effectiveness in the Kali Yuga.
Then die? You mean to say this modern medical treatment is guarantee for your living?
No.
Then? That is also not guarantee. If you fail, see the herbs and plants are no more effective, then if there is no guarantee, in your modern medical, there is no guarantee.
Mm.
So why should you spend so much money? As soon as I go to a doctor, immediately $20. As soon as I go to purchase some drugs, immediately $20. If I have no money, there is not guarantee. So why should I spend so much money?
Actually, this money doesn't even exist in Vedic society.
Money is not required. It requires things. It's like instead of money, you are getting papers. Money means gold. Where is gold? You are cheated. Money means gold. So instead of possessing gold, you are possessing some paper written there, $100. And you are such a fool, you are satisfied. You are being cheated. Bank check and currency notes. You give it in your heart. Oh, here is my money. Is that money? Let's see.
You only do that to make it easier for them because they've got so much money that they can't carry.
That's all right, but actually it is not money. You are the fool. You are such a fool that you accepted a piece of paper as money. That's why I say you are rascal. So that is my business. If I say government, give me gold. Government has passed law. No, you cannot possess gold. That means cheating. How I shall keep gold? That is my business. After all, you give me gold. It is due to me. But you are giving me paper. That means cheating is begun from you.
How will the government decide what my gold is and his gold is? How does the gold get distributed?
Gold coins? Formerly there was gold coins.
But
we have seen in our childhood gold coins. Silver coins, there is no paper.
But you have to do something to get it.
Yes. I will have to do something, that is another thing. But why you are cheating me? Instead of gold, you are giving me paper. Formerly, you have seen in Krishna book that one fruit man came and Krishna was taking some grain, it was falling down. So that was the fruit man come and you give him a packet of grain, then if whatever exchange is possible, the fruit man gives the fruit. That's all.
That is called bartering.
Bartering. So there is no need of money. Similarly, you go to another shop to get. So you produce your food and in exchange, in butter, you get all the other things. Somebody is producing something, somebody is producing something, but it can be done. Suppose I'm a blacksmith. He wants a work from me. So, he says that I make this instrument for me. So I say, give me 1 kg. Ready. So, you give me 1 kg. I prepare it so your necessity is fulfilled. Now I've got so much paddy. Now I may go to purchase something else because I'm blacksmith. So grains will use for my eating and for say for ghee. I say the same grain somewhere. So where is the money needed?
It's very difficult to cheat in that system.
Huh?
It's very difficult to cheat.
Cheat?
In a system of bartering.
Yes.
It's very hard to cheat.
Yeah, there is no cheating. Everyone is simply honest. And here the government begins cheating. He is engaging you to hard work day and night and paying you a piece of paper where it is written $100. This is your society. Cheating and cheater. Yes, sir.
People have a hard time understanding that point because with the $100...
Yeah, no, that's what I say, you are all rascals. You do not know. If I say the government may arrest you, I am in prison. People may be fined for. But that is the fact.
So a government's duty would be to abolish this false standard of money?
Yes.
And then automatically...
Government's only duty is that government gives me land. And I pay tax. Whatever I produce, take one for. Finish all taxes. If I don't produce, there is no tax. Yes, sir. That is business between the government and the public. Yes, sir.
If the public are giving like 1/4 of a perishable item, what does the government do with that?
Hmm?
Let's say they're growing some vegetables.
Hmm.
So they give 1/4 of that to the government. What would the government do with that? They've got so many tons of vegetables,
yeah,
and everybody is taken care of because they're growing it.
After all, vegetables will be eaten by somebody. So let government distribute the vegetable grains, fruits, milk, ghee, sugar, natural product. They will be used by somebody. The government may store and distribute those who are in need. Yes, sir.
Maybe somebody is only producing gold or a gold plate, or somebody is producing something that is food. But you would give that to the government.
Well, gold plates, that is not a necessity. You can eat on plantain leaf, natural production. That is luxury. So, when people live simple life, the luxury is no longer required.
Let's say the government is building some wells or some roads. They could feed the people who are doing that.
Yes.
Shudras who are doing that.
Shudras, that you dig this well and take your food. That's all. What will work? Yeah, at the present moment, I require 1 Caesar, I can go to the blacksmith and pay him some grain he'll give me. Now they're producing crop companies in Germany. Millions of razor. Millions of seeders. Now they will have to find market where to sell. And as soon as goes to sell in India, the British government, no, he cannot sell. Then he becomes angry. Oh, all right. He declares war.
So complex.
Yeah. Isn't it? And this British has do not allow me to go there, all right, kill them. That was the Hitler policy and Kaiser's policy, to kill British Empire. They did it. They are successful. But they were also killed. This is why. Unnecessary. Why you produce so much razor and scissors? And then find out market, and then there is competition, there is anger, there is enviousness, there is fight. Where is peace? Why do you produce so many? Unnecessary. Why do you produce so many cars and then scarcity of power and tie to Derridians? Huh? Anartha, that word is called Anartha. Unnecessary. Anartha was among Sahasra, Bhakti Yoga, and Lokhari. As soon as people will be devotee, they will not require unnecessary. They will satisfy. Simply bare necessity. That is peaceful. Unnecessary needs of life, and then there is competition, there is hellish life, the factory, and then the factoryman requires wine to forget his hard labor, so on, then he becomes thieves, he becomes rogues. This is your society. How you can expect peace?
The only solution is Krishna consciousness.
That's it. Only solution.
It also seems like the only government that would work if we were Vedic government, Dharanashram government, the only government
that would work. Yes, Krishna consciousness means Vedic government.
We have histories that for millions of years such governments were working successfully.
Yes.
Now for a few thousand years they squabble this type of government, that type of government.
Yes. Now first of all the government is cheating. He's giving me paper in the name of money and forcing me to accept it.
That seems to be the root cause.
Yeah. Government is taking labor from you. You ask, if you pay me $300, then I shall work. All right. I shall give you work. Then what is the $300? I print something. And you have to accept it. $300. What is the $300 for government? Printing press. And you are so rascal? Yes, I have got now $300. This is artificial inflation. Why there is inflation? Now, you have got $300 without any hard labor, and when I go to purchase, I am got $300, you know. All right, I shall pay this price. So price is increased. Because the seller will see who pays me large price. So you have got unnecessary money. You are buying large price. So I have poor man. I could not put it. This is going on.
There was once a few plots exposed how some governments were ruined because foreign governments were printing up money just like their money.
Yes.
Shipping it in.
Yes. I have seen it. I have seen it during last war time. One Chinese man was coming to one of my friends, my business friend. So he would give, immediately coming, a bunch of notes, maybe 10,000.
Indian notes?
Yes. And a list of goods. He was his purchasing agent.
Mm.
So that bunch of notes was printed in China. You see? And he brings it and gives to a merchant here. And he gives him real goods and he takes it there. This is influence.
Could he spend that money?
Huh?
Could he spend that money? Would it?
Yeah, he did. I paid $10,000 worth currency notes. And I give you, and I take you actual goods from you, anyway.
The government is doing that all the time. They take contracts.
Yes, that is going on. Therefore, price is increasing daily. Formerly, British government in the beginning, to prove their honesty, as soon as you go to the currency for changing, they will offer you, you want coins or paper currency. So if you think that paper currency will be convenient, you can take. Otherwise, if you want coins, they will pay you.
Gold coins.
Yeah, gold, silver, whatever you want. That was it. Now this is stopped. You cannot ask now, gold coins or silver coins. Whatever government will give you, you have to accept. tell you honest.
We probably in South Africa to have a thinking.
Huh?
In South Africa to have a coin called the Kruger Rand. Now 1 rand is worth 100 cents. 1 rand paper money. But 1 rand, gold, is worth about 78 rand.
Is it?
Constantly going up and down. Right.
Even more.
108.
Here's the question.
Everything is money.
Sweetie.
So until the top man is Krishna conscious, this feeding will basically continue.
Who is the top man? Everyone is top man.
Yes.
And instead of one king, now you have about 100 kings. The minister, the secretary, the undersecretary, the deputy minister, and so on, so on, so on. So there was only one unfortunate king. Now you have got 3 dozen kings. And you have to maintain them like kings.
Sure. They can pay them with their phone.
And they are seeking this force because they know that without doing anything, money will come. Yes, and as soon as you approach the minister, he asks you, all right, give me an application. And after 6 months, remind me, he said, no, it is not possible.
Yes, because so many people have to apply for any one post.
Yeah.
That's a fact. Then he'll put his son there.
All robes and food.
So actually it's not possible to change the...
Change! If they become Krishna conscious.
But the system itself is defective. How can...
What? No, the defective will be correct. When you become Krishna conscious. That's like in your past life, you have so many defects. Now it is corrected.
Yes. So let's say...
That is practical.
Somebody's a minister.
Anybody.
But his occupation is cheating.
That's all right. Let him become Krishna conscious. He'll stop the cheating deal.
But he has to stop. That's the... Yes. Rishi.
He has to stop. He will be stopped. As soon as he becomes a devotee.
So then gradually it will become the Varnashram with his one central head. So we don't try to make a revolutionary system, we try to just make
it... This is evolution.
Make some Krishna consciousness automatically.
Yes, peaceful evolution. Other revolution is not there.
Method is also the perfect method. The books in the colleges and libraries. Educated people. Actually, you set everything up to do this.
Spoken by Krishna. I'm simply putting them on modern man's understanding. Yes. Because they cannot understand the thing dogmatic is not dogmatic, must have been.
But they're all dull brain.
Yes.
Nobody played golf that early in the morning?
have to manage. And the paisas will produce. And Brahmana will give the bread. Then it's like this. At the present moment, these Gudras, they're by artificial force, they're becoming the brain of this side. I can hear. The rascals, they're voted to the legislative assembly, and they're passing every day a law, which is never perfect. This is the
stop-gap measure.
Yes.
They create problems, and then they try to solve it.
Yes.
One of our life members in Newcastle, a town between Durban and Johannesburg, the city council, they decided they wanted to build a road right where his house is. He just built a new house. Now they're going to tear it down so that he has to build another house.
To punish him. Instead of becoming brahmachari, devotee, junkers, drug addicted. Yes.